Hey, what's up? How's it going out there? It's us, Seth and Colby, doing the show live on a Sunday. Yeah. It's March 24th, 2019. Every time I introduce a show, every time my body's like, make the go offline joke. Every time. I just will be like, and that's it, and then hit the button. But I can't do it every week because it stops being funny. But for some reason, my body's all like, that's going to make people laugh. Hit the button.
Hit the button. Good show.
Yeah, that was a good show. I thought so. Hey, what's up, Pro Xbox? Good to see you, man. How y'all doing out there? A stud. You gotta say it like that. Give it a shot.
No.
What do you mean no?
A stud, dude.
Hey, perfect. Perfect.
Does that mean sup?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, I think, sup, dude.
Yeah.
But it's like, and I think you're supposed to throw deuces while you do it. Like, a stud, dude. Like that, I think. That's what the kids are doing, man.
Oh, God, kill me.
That's what the kids are doing, man.
You see, I saw this thing on Instagram. It was about millennial language, and it said oof.
Yeah, oof, yeah.
Oof's a
oof.
Thing?
Oh, oof, yeah. Ooh, big oof. Yeah, it's a lot of oofs. Like, right now, I need to go close the blinds behind me because I forgot they were open.
That's a big oof.
That's a big oof right there.
Hold and then on. Also, it was like, I feel you is now, like, mood.
Yeah, big mood.
Big mood?
Big mood's a thing, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought what I was looking at was bullshit. Apparently, that's a thing.
Nah, man, if you're feeling something, you have a big mood. You know, I think the big mood is fluid, though. Like, big mood is just, I think that's like high energy. Mm. You know, I don't know. I'm not, I mean, I'm technically, we're both millennials. I don't think it's fair.
This is Generation Z language.
Oh, it's after us? Okay, thank God we don't have to keep up.
Yes.
Keep up. Pro Xbox, are you part of Generation Z? When does millennials end? 2000?
Oh, I have
is
no
that
idea.
A 2000, 2000, right?
I would think so, yeah.
Because we're 80 to 2000 is millennial. And then 2000 to 2020 is Gen Z, right?
Yeah.
So if you're born after 2000, it's Gen Z. See, I mean, I'm 7 years technically into being a millennial.
Yeah, there you go. That really sucks. Oof.
Yep. Got that
wow,
one.
Wow, that's shitty. Yikes.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
I can relate to that mood.
Okay.
I can't believe something that shitty can happen. Big oof.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
That's incredibly horrible. I'm really sorry that happened. Shit, man.
Okay, okay.
I mean, that's like normal.
Yeah,
shit,
I feel like
man.
That's just normal, yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry for your loss, F.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, that's a minor inconvenience. I want to fucking kill myself.
Yeah, also, that's true. See, I feel like the one that's... What's the one that's like mood? I think I just say relatable to that one.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, I think I just say that's relatable, you know?
That's...
It's too descriptive, super, you know? Super. I'm a millennial, but I do a lot of Gen Z language because I've never had the social media to get out of my system when I was young. I gotcha. Yeah, I think that like... I don't know. All these... I definitely think... Okay, that back in the day, I think probably even us to an extent, maybe you a little less, but I still think to a certain extent, because you were in high school when Twitter came out, but it wasn't like it is today.
No.
But for me, social media like peaked at MySpace. You know, it was like your top eight. I feel, and then before that, there was no social media. I think that like the way you talked in that 10, 15 years was based a lot on your social circles growing up. So you kind of came up with your own language through grade school to the end of high school, that whole 15-year thing. And then it was in movies by the people who made it and stuff. And I feel like now...
Like LOLs and...
Right. Well, and I feel OMGs. Like rad, you know? Mm. Tubular. People used to say that, right? Wicked. Sick. Dope.
Oh, that's wicked.
Right?
But it is. It is.
I feel like now, because... social media exists, even old people like us can kind of get with the Gen Zers because we know we now have access to it. Like, if there was no Twitter, we would have no idea what the Gen Zers were saying in high school. We'd have no way to know. But now we can just look at Twitter accounts or have people put it in our Twitch chat and they say it and we're like, okay, that's a Gen Z language.
That's not that we're cool enough to say it. That's an oof right there, man.
Not that we're cool enough to say it, but we can at least know it exists now. And we can at least know we're lame, you know? Gotcha.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't like seeing it, though, because it makes me feel super old.
You're going to just feel older the longer it goes on.
It really sucks, man. Is there, like, an anti-aging pill or something?
No. If you believe in reincarnation, you can die. But if you don't believe in it, then I think you're screwed.
It's murder. Ourselves. Take it out.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I'm a Buddhist.
I don't feel like a maybe's enough.
I think I went with Buddhism.
Did you?
I chose a religion.
Is Buddhism reincarnation? I thought it was Hindu.
Nah, it's both.
You don't know.
I know.
You don't know.
I'm a Buddhist. I'm a full-time fledged Buddhist.
I don't think you know.
I really am.
I don't think you know.
Peace be upon you.
I mean, you can still die regardless of what you... Yes, but if you don't believe, you'll come back. See, I'm a firm believer in whatever you believe will happen when you die is actually what happens. Wouldn't that be great, actually?
Yeah.
That'd be really convenient. I mean, someone would still have had to make it that way,
mm-hmm.
you know, which kind of throws the whole thing into question.
No, I think you just become one with the universe.
I think you just go away, and that's
it. Your consciousness
there
goes
is,
to
I don't
a
know if I believe
level
in consciousness.
Of being part of everything and nothing at the same time.
I don't know if I believe in consciousness.
I don't movie, see how the, you can.
Like, movies about consciousness really get me. They really put me in a pretzel.
Uh-huh.
Like that Prestige movie, the Christopher Nolan movie,
sure.
where at the end, you know, his big trick, because he goes to Tesla's factory and he finds like a duplicating machine and he mm-hmm. learns he can use it on himself to create a copy of his own body.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just basically drops his old body into a tub of water and that body dies.
Mm-hmm.
And then his new body comes and continues with the trick, but he has all the memories and knowledge of the body that just dropped into the... Mm-hmm. But how so? How's that work?
Copy it, man. It's
but then
all,
do you
it's
have
all,
the,
biological
then, so then
code.
Is it so then is consciousness real then?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's what I mean. See,
I mean, it's a real thing.
But you know, I mean, it exists.
But it can be transferable, like into another
yeah.
body or say,
like it's,
a hard drive.
I don't know. It's just really cold to me.
Like we're eventually going to put our brains on the hard drives.
Yeah. Well, that's what your brain already is. Like if you look at it, that movie, you're just doing a clone of that hard drive to a new hard drive. You're yeah. just putting one hard drive from one PC into another PC. It's a different hard drive, but it has the exact same data, and you're just putting it into a copy of the same shell, the same case of the PC.
Yeah, but our brains are very bad. They're like the really old hard drives that will just lose information, you know?
Well, our brains are. The disc yeah. has been spinning too long. Yeah. I agree
no,
with
no,
you.
Normal
like,
people's are. The more
but
you,
like, if you think of
it
like that...
The more you remember something, the more and more you're going to forget that thing.
But see, I don't know if that's true or not yeah. with the whole hard drive thing, because if it
it's
is
not
true...
It's an actual hard drive.
It kind of is.
You burn up the memory to free up space for new ones.
No, because we only ever use 10% of our brain, right?
No, the 10% at one specific time. We use 100% of it, just not all at once.
Yeah, Pro Xbox is right. He says your information got overwritten. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
No, you said it burned out. It's not getting burned
no, it
out.
It burns
it's just
to make more space for new stuff.
I don't think
that's
there's any burning.
Exactly what that means.
I don't think there's any burning involved with
your brain literally smokes. You know when the people have the smoke coming out the ears?
Yeah,
what do you think?
Dudes?
What do you think's happening there?
You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I should never have questioned you. What's up,
that's
Drogan?
Right.
What's up? But yeah, that stuff always kind of messes with me because it's just like, I mean, if we are just computers, then are we alive?
No.
Right.
But
so
we are because we can die.
Yeah, but then if I turn off my computer, is it dead?
Yeah. It's sleeping. You pull that power cord, though.
It dies.
Yeah.
Is it asleep or is it dead?
It's dead once you pull the power cord. Once you turn it off, I think
Do you
it's
think
asleep.
Our computers have dreams?
They could.
We've never asked.
Never asked. Movie, right there. Computer dreams.
Well, anyway, so there's so yeah, there's an existential crisis for the beginning of the thing, so I hope you guys are having a good time. Colby brought over champagne and orange juice. So this is a mimosa. I've never had one of these.
Really?
Never. But I don't know why we're being so classy on a...
It was your idea to be the classy with the flutes. I just brought champagne because it wakes me up.
Well, I feel like if we got champagne and orange juice, we got to drink
no,
it out of champagne
you can
flutes.
Drink it out of a fucking
but you
coffee
can,
mug.
But you should be classy.
I mean, sure, man. Sure. Yeah. I had brunch in Denver when I went to Denver.
It's pretty good.
And I had mimosas. That was the first time I had them.
I feel like they're a womanly
the
drink,
fuck
right?
Is this magical shit?
Isn't a mimosa a womanly drink?
I mean, yeah, because women mainly go to brunch, but goddamn, they're good.
I mean, I'm not, dude. You think we're gonna judge? We're the womenest, the most womanly men. Oh, you're right. No pinky. I am sorry, Drogan. I have failed you. I failed you. Why wouldn't a PC have a sufficient power? It's still plugged in.
You got this, man.
Still plugged in, you know. I don't know. We could. All I'm saying is that I'm not sure consciousness is real. Speaking of Taylor, by the way, she's in the chat right now.
Oh, yeah.
Spoilers are out for Game of Thrones.
Oh, shit.
We got an entire episode summary for episode one, dude.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Do you think you're going to get them like that week by week?
I don't know. I don't know. I hope we get them all at a dump at some point. But one episode's pretty good, you know?
Wow.
Yep. I also have a big end-of-series spoiler about a large character. So they're coming out, man. They're coming out.
How?
Dude.
How does this happen?
What, were you really hoping it wouldn't?
Yes! I figured they'd crack the formula on this one.
See, HBO does this hilarious thing, okay? Apparently there's some guy in Scandinavia
mm-hmm.
who is really, really good. Somehow, he has inside sources. Because he cracked most of the last season, too. So he's back cracking this season.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason people even know he exists is because when he posts his summaries to YouTube and Finish or whatever it is, HBO immediately pulls it for copyright.
Mm.
And then everyone goes, okay, it's legit. Because if we put up a video and we're like, hey, Game of Thrones, the dragon's going to eat too many burritos and he's going to poop and die, like, HBO would not care. Because that's not true.
Yeah.
But the second he puts it up and then people put up copies of it, HBO goes and they flag them all. And then they go to the Reddit, where all of these are,
mm-hmm.
and they start making accounts to post false information. But everyone on Reddit could tell that your account that has only ever posted one thing, mm-hmm. and it's your username is not HBO, by the way. Like, everyone's going to know that this is fake, and so we know that the stuff is real. And if they would just not do anything... We would just, I mean, some of it may be right, clearly, but we wouldn't know the difference between the dragon pooping and the other real stuff.
Some of the theories that are already out there are definitely going to be right.
Of course, because everyone's thought of everything. Yeah.
But.
Right.
Yeah, it's them just pointing.
I don't know. The one about the guy, I'm not going to spoil it because Colby will die. He will stab me and then he will die. That's what will happen. His heart will explode.
God, fuck you.
But like.
I'm not watching with you now.
Why?
Nope.
The one that.
It's going to be a repeat of last year. 2 years ago.
I didn't spoil anything.
Uh-huh. Well, you just dangled it in front of my face the entire goddamn season. The entire season. Oh, I know what happens there. Yep, I knew that was happening.
Damn you. It's true. I did do that.
Threatening every goddamn show.
I'm not going to threaten you.
Wait, we weren't doing a show then.
Yeah, we were, because we did a special. It was like right at the beginning of our show. Because we did a season finale special episode breakdown.
Oh, yeah, that was 2017, wasn't it?
Yeah, okay. It was like, we were like episode 20 or 30 right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's right.
But yeah, I would be surprised. Like, the first episode, I don't think anyone's going to be shocked by anything, because I agree. We all know what's going to happen throughout the entire series.
Mm-hmm.
So every episode, I think, she's going to march towards that. But the detail that I know, I don't think anyone knows.
Well, then shut the fuck up. Next topic. We're not talking about Game of Thrones again until it's out.
Can I say one thing about Game of Thrones?
No!
Just one. Just what? One. Just let me say one thing. Sansa sucks.
That's the only thing.
Okay. I feel like we should mention that every episode.
I will fucking stab you.
Until her death.
If you ruin
which
it,
I hope is in the show.
If you ruin the show for me.
I'm not gonna ruin it, man.
I'm literally, you
I'm
know,
not gonna
all
do it.
The threats I've ever made to you.
Yes,
over
I know.
The course
you,
of our
will, you will do it.
They
yes.
will come true. I will go to jail for this.
I know you will. I'm not gonna ruin it.
This is
okay?
not a joke.
I DM Taylor
is,
the spoilers.
This is video evidence of me plotting murder.
This is a planned murder. What do you call that? Premeditated.
Yes.
This is your premeditation. We're not gonna spoil it for Colby, okay? But it does exist. Davius, we were just talking about. I'm just dangling. Just dangling. Just
dangled. Get you dangling shit out of my face. Drink your goddamn mimosa thing.
Okay. All right, I will. Right. But if we both drink at the same time, then it's like...
They can enjoy silence for a bit.
Okay. Instead of us flapping our lips.
Oh, yeah, man.
How was your week, man?
It was good.
Anything exciting happen?
I watched the Maze Runner movies.
Oh, yeah? How many of those are there?
There's three.
Aren't there four books?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, there's four in the universe. One's a prequel.
I'm sorry about the pinkies. I don't remember if I'm doing the pinkies or not. I don't think I am because they're yelling at us.
I'm not.
I don't think we're doing it. But, yeah. What'd you think, man? Didn't I talk about...
Yeah, you talked about the death cure.
On this show?
And I made fun of you for watching it because I was like, those books and movies are dead.
I don't remember my opinions on it, though. Do you remember what I said about it?
Yeah, I think you said it was fine. In my opinion... Way too much work went into those movies for how shitty they are.
I kind of remember... Does someone die at the very end?
Yeah.
Is it an avoidable death?
Yep.
Okay, I think that's what I was mad about.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think I was mad about.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like a helicopter couldn't land on top of this building and just floated by the
edge. That's right. The girl dies at the end because she couldn't get on the helicopter and they just let her die. Yeah, that's what it is. What a stupid movie.
Yep.
What a stupid film.
So, but I mean,
back in the movie past
it
days.
It looked really good. Like the CGI, the actual design of the
world. It was a real
world.
Movie, yeah.
Yeah, it was really well done for how shitty that script was.
Well, wasn't it based? Is the book different? Do you know?
Book's a little different.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still making my way through James Bond, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spectre, I'm watching it. Okay?
Because we're going to rewatch. Oh, yeah. We're about to rewatch the Divergent movies.
I'm going to pass on those.
Yeah.
I think we made it to Detergent or whatever the second one is. And I was like, why does this movie exist?
Divergent, Insurgent, Detergent. That's how it
goes. The lady who's in those movies, I think, is top five hottest actresses of all time.
Shailene Woodley?
Oh, God. I love her.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I think that's like a hit or miss for most people. It's either she's super hot or
that's how most the girls I like are, though. You've known me for a while.
I mean, she has moments.
I like the girl next door look. I don't like traditionally beautiful people.
Pull her up. Because I think she has moments of being
doing
hot.
The shadows.
But definitely has moments where she is not.
She is.
Also, she is a crazy person. You know that, right?
I do not. I try to not pay attention.
No,
to
yeah. She, like, wants to put soap in people's vaginas.
She's one of the Gwyneth Paltrow people?
Yes.
Oh. Yep. Yeah, see, a lot of these that is not a good photo.
Yeah, like, there's a lot that look real bad. Oh,
but
yeah.
See, that one looks pretty good.
Yeah, she also got arrested in North Dakota when she's protesting that pipeline.
Uh-huh.
That's that, right there, though.
With the face paint?
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
No. There's good ones, I just can't find them.
Those are not good.
I've seen it before. Here's one right here. There. See? What? That's nice.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
Sure. She looks dirty.
Yeah, I like dirty
She looks
girls.
Like a girl's rolling around in the dirt.
I like that, too.
Not like slutty, like dirty.
I like that.
That's weird.
Don't shame me.
She, like, sleeps in a haystack or something.
I like that, dude.
Okay.
Anything that makes a girl less desirable is a bonus for me because I'm not desirable in any way, so it kind of levels the playing field. You know?
What now?
Never mind.
I was reading Drogan. I completely agree with what he said.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. All right. Yeah, don't kink shame me, man.
I'm shaming your kink.
Don't.
I'm
going to
shame all
over
it.
Don't shame me, all right?
I'm shaming it.
Okay. Mimosa break. Yeah. Pinky's out. Colby's pinky was not even close to being out.
No, it was actually in.
Yeah.
It's quite in.
You gotta fill that up for me, man.
I'm gonna fill you up.
I've been waiting all day. My whole life for that, man. What were we talking about? Oh, I was watching Spectre.
Yeah.
First of all, that movie is 4 hours long.
Yeah, man, it sucks.
It is so long. Also, for the record, Dave Bautista in that movie, I thought he died. Chasing James Bond in his car. Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't?
He does not die. I don't know what happens to him. I'm only about halfway through because it takes me about a week now to watch a movie.
Kicked out of a fucking train.
Well, that's a spoiler. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No problem.
Now I know he's dead.
Yeah, he
How dare you spoil a movie
I thought you knew. You've
5 years
it.
Old that I've seen
You've
before.
Seen it. Yeah, he's definitely dead. He kicks him out of a moving train.
I think you hit the nail on the head last week when we were talking about this to begin with. I don't like Christoph Waltz. The second he shows up in that movie, I'm done with it.
Yeah, it's a fake movie.
I don't like it.
It's starring a Hollywood guy. You don't believe it's James Bond. You believe it's like they're on a set in fucking Las Vegas or wherever the fuck. And it loses it for me.
Spectre's very weird to me.
Yeah.
I read a lot about it because I'm trying to figure out if it's good or bad.
Really bad.
I can't figure
it
out.
It's so bad.
It shouldn't exist.
It's different. Yes, no, I agree. That's what I think, because the biggest thing, because the three new James Bonds went in a different direction of all previous James Bonds.
It's not,
except for Spectre, it went backwards.
It's not as James Bondy.
And was stupid.
As you remember. I don't...
Dude, doesn't he, like, fly a broken plane down a mountain?
I haven't made it that far yet. He's about to go to Switzerland.
Yeah, it's real dumb.
I haven't
dumb.
Made it there yet. I don't know.
It's real dumb.
But, like, Daniel Craig said that it was the most fun he's had making a Bond movie.
Uh-huh.
So if he comes back and he makes the next Bond, 25, which Cary Fukunaga is going to make, the guy from True Detective. Okay, he's a genius. He's made a great movie so far. Okay, he's going to make it. If that movie's great, then we have to thank Spectre for being fun.
Sure.
Okay. Now, the same time, it is really, really long, and I think it's really badly paced. Like, if you would take 20-minute segments of the movie and watch them, you'd be like, that's really good.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, it feels like a short story that has, like, this weird singular continuity through it that makes it into a movie. There's too much happening.
There's so much. Mm-hmm.
There's too much. Like, there's this whole subplot about England getting all of the feeds, all of the surveillance feeds from other countries. That whole subplot's happening. Mm-hmm. And then there's the subplot of James Bond basically being an old man and no longer able to do his duty. And so he's sneaking around because he's been dessed, because what he did in Mexico at the start of the movie, which is also its own little thing, is not sanctioned.
Yep.
There's too much.
That is a lot.
It's too much. And that, I'm only halfway. I don't even know what happens in the next half.
Yeah, man.
There's going to be four other things. It's too much. But I really like the James Bond movies. They're just stupid, you know? Did you know that those things are like... There's 25 of them, man.
Yeah, you showed a video of all of them lined up.
Why are there so many of them?
I don't know. People love James Bond.
Why?
Because we were once British, and we like watching British people.
Like,
I don't know.
He's
not even British in most of them, right?
I think he's British in all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Whatever his face?
The Cary Fukunaga guy is the first non-British director to take over one
really?
Of those. Yeah.
The Better Day to Die Young or something, whatever one of those is.
That's not a James Bond movie, but it should be. It sounds exactly like one of the titles.
The Bond before...
Pierce Brosnan.
That one.
Roger Moore.
Yeah.
Timothy Dalton, George Lazenby.
Pierce Brosnan.
Sean Connery. Yes.
Is he British?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Pierce Brosnan, 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird because, like, they made... So this next one's coming out is 25. This is James Bond's fifth, or Daniel Craig's fifth.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they made 20 movies before they rebooted it.
Mm-hmm. They rebooted it like three times. That's what the different people were.
If Spectre comes out and it's like the old 20 movies, then that's okay, because clearly they made 20 of them and it worked, right? It's so confusing to me. They shouldn't exist.
Well, now is the golden age of cinema, sir.
It's got to be better.
It's now the revolutionary.
Is it
age.
Because Transformers exists?
Yeah.
Skyscrapers
exist. You know what
couldn't
exist?
Rampage exists.
10 years ago.
What?
Transformers. Even though it did.
I'm pretty
How
sure Transformers.
20 years ago, probably couldn't do it.
Jar Jar.
30 years ago, definitely couldn't do it. 50 years ago, absolutely not.
I mean,
they
Transformers
would be playing with toys on camera.
Yes, that's true. People like different things now. I'm not. I think we like to think that. But I think the great unwashed people are idiots.
Yeah, but
I think Skyfall is too smart for people.
They've been whipped in the face with too many movies that are the exact same. So now they expect something, you know, from a movie, and if it doesn't
but
give it to them,
they made 20 of them that were the exact
that
same.
That was over the course of 70 years.
Did you also know that I think starting with the second Pierce Brosnan James Bond, I think it was the second, it's either the second or the third, the same writers have written every single one of the James Bond movies. There's a pair of writers that write the screenplays. And then they hire, like, script doctors to come in and punch it up. Mm-hmm. Like, Paul Haggis helped with all of Daniel Craig's, like, as a script doctor. But it's the same dudes. How does that work? How do you go from making Tomorrow Never Dies, a movie where the villain doesn't feel pain and he has a nuclear submarine, that's that plot, to... Skyfall, same writers. How does that happen?
They evolve, man. But
no,
then they took a big step back.
It doesn't make any sense.
They're like, you know what? We've been going way too hard. People probably said, my guess is they said Skyfall was boring.
That's what I'm saying.
Because it was probably one of the slowest ones. It was the most beautiful.
It was a character
plot
piece.
Plot-wise, yeah, the best for a character, but... Action set pieces.
That's what I'm saying. I think
small.
The great unwashed
and so
people.
So they probably got that critique, and they were like, all right, well, fuck you then.
So say it. I think the great unwashed people out there are idiots, mm-hmm. and Skyfall was too artsy-fartsy, so they had to punch
Where's
it up.
Where's the explosions at? I want some explosions!
Yeah, yeah.
Give them to me now!
Yeah.
What's this voice?
That's your idiot voice.
I don't know what this voice is, or how it keeps evolving.
It's getting more hillbilly.
Like Ray Charles down in this bitch. I don't know what's happening.
You're Ray Charles, dude.
I'm stuck in it because I don't know if I... Oh, there it went.
Did she take your money when you're
in need? She took my money when I'm in need. She's a gold digger.
She's a trifling friend indeed. Whatever. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way on the town that digs on me. That's what it is. It does sound like Bill Cosby. It does. Yes.
I did a great Bill Cosby.
Don't do Bill Cosby. Don't do it. It's not appropriate anymore. I never saw It. Did you watch the remake of It?
I watched like a cut through video of why it was good. So I've seen parts and bits like that CinemaSins thing.
I didn't watch the original or the new.
The effects looked really good.
I'm scared of those movies.
Right when it came out, I heard it was great. And then now I'm hearing that it's not the greatest.
I don't know, dude.
Why?
They're making an It too. I'll tell you one thing
for sure.
Because
it made like buck tons of money.
That's not going to be good.
No.
It too will not be good.
No.
It too will not be good. So, yeah. You know it will be good.
Mm.
So Disney Plus, The Mandalorian, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Spinoff about Boba Fett. Taika Waititi, the guy who directed Thor Ragnarok and voiced Korg, is going to voice IG-88, the killer bounty bot. Remember him, the bounty hunter robot? He's going to voice him in the game, in the show.
That sounds awesome.
How does that work? How is Heyman going to be the voice of a killer bounty robot?
It's probably going to be funny. Like, Cor, go back. There's a picture.
There's a picture?
Yeah, that's the bot.
Oh, my God. That's actually him. I didn't look at this photo.
Yeah. Do you think that's a scene? Or is that from, Return of the Jedi?
Says Favreau first teased IG-88's appearance on The Mandalorian last Christmas, but it seems he'll play a large part in the series. Bounty Hunter was first introduced in The Empire Strikes Back, became a prominent figure in the now retconned expanded universe. IG-88 is a battered Chrome War droid who has become a bounty hunter and answered Darth Vader's call to capture the Millennium Falcon during the events surrounding the Battle of Hoth.
Are we just going to skim over the fact that there's a kid orgy in the book?
Well, I knew that. It's a child orgy. Yeah.
What?
Did he really do What We Do in the Shadows? He did not, acid. Don't you lie to me.
Like an orgy between the kids or like with a dude that fucks a whole bunch of kids?
No, a bunch of little children. I mean, they're not that little. They're teenagers, but they're young teenagers. They all do the nasty with each other.
Who writes that, man?
Stephen King does.
That dude's fucked up.
Literature, dude. You can get away with a lot in literature.
No. No, you can't.
Apparently you can't.
You shouldn't.
Apparently you can't.
You shouldn't.
No, they can't put that on the screen.
When's this coming out, man? I thought it was this year.
Dude, I don't know when Disney Plus is happening.
Right? Wasn't it at the beginning of this year and now it's not?
I think it's at the beginning of next year, right?
Really?
Oh, Mandalorian debuts on Disney Plus sometime in 2019. Hey, look at this. It says, he famously played Korg and Thor, a bit part turned a fan favorite, allowing the director to exercise his comedy acting chops he's shown in movies like What We Do in the Shadows. There you go, man. Look at that.
Wow.
It's right there, acid. We got to watch that What We Do in the Shadows.
Apparently.
We got to watch
it. That's with Johnny Depp, though.
Johnny Depp's in it?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Depp is not in What We Do in the Shadows. No, he's not.
No, I'm thinking of Dark Shadows.
That's a whole different movie.
Yeah, that's him as a vampire.
Yeah, that's not at all what... I mean, it is about vampires.
Well, then, are you sure I'm not talking about the same one?
Yes, because this one has people you don't like. We've looked it up 17 times.
I have
not
seen it.
It has the guy from A Flight of the Conchords in it.
What?
The Clement guy.
No.
They've got to buy ad time on this show.
Is this a movie?
It's a movie. They're making it into a TV show, though.
Throughout the centuries.
Okay. Can't read? This movie's too smart for us, clearly.
everyone. A wakey wakey.
Welcome.
We're going to have a little flat meeting in the kitchen. Yeah.
When you get the four vampires in a flat, obviously there's going to be a lot of tension.
We'll do my dishes!
One of the unfortunate things about not having a reflection is you don't know exactly what you look like.
I go for a look which I call dead but delicious.
I mean, that's him right there,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's the main one.
Yeah.
Vladislav used to be extremely powerful. He would kill anybody, burning everything. It was totally great.
This is my torture chamber.
Who's him? I recognize him.
That's the Clement guy from Flight of the Conchords.
He could hypnotize crowds.
He's not the main guy.
Yes, he is.
No, it's not.
See me.
Hi, my name is Nick. I've been a vampire for 2 months.
The neighbors can see you flying around. You want to draw attention to this house, hmm?
Got a whole documentary crew following you around.
I came to this country for love.
Some people freak out a bit about the age difference. They think, what's this 96-year-old lady doing with a guy 4 times her age? They can call me Cradle Snatcher. Who cares?
Ooh, bad vibes!
I can smell werewolves.
Why don't you girls smell your own crotches, huh?
Oh, bitch.
Don't swear.
What are we?
Werewolves,
not werewolves.
Take it,
guys.
This is a private secret society, mate. You don't go bringing your bloody cameras into everything.
You will not eat the camera mate. Guy. Maybe
I'm
one
not
camera
about
guy.
Bloody hair.
All right, this looks pretty funny. I thought it had the guy from it.
The guy?
Yeah, the guy from it.
The guy from what?
Flight of the Conchords.
That's him right
no,
there.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
What am I thinking of then? Portlandia. That's what I'm thinking
of. That is not the same show at all.
Okay. Well, then never mind. I might like Flight of the Conchords.
You're thinking of
the
Fred Armisen.
Guy. Yeah, that guy.
That guy is not at all
God,
Jermaine
that
Clement. That
okay.
guy sucks.
Well, then, yeah, I'll watch that. That
He's the
funny.
Same character in everything
yes.
again.
I hate that man.
Yeah. I mean, I like what he does, but it's the same thing
no,
every
I
time.
I hate him. I hate him. Only good part he's ever done, Parks and
Maybe
Rec.
Maybe it's...
I thought they were the same show.
It's just him, dude. What are we going to do? All right? He thought Johnny Depp was in this movie. Okay? It's like a makeshift censor bar.
Yep.
You're very dark over there. It's kind of weird. Like, I can't... Like, I don't know.
Oh, I am. Look at that.
Yes, Acid literally bought me the Blu-ray. We just need to watch it sometime.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Of the What We Do in the Shadows thing?
Yeah, she said.
Is it not on Netflix? Well, then I'm not watching it. Then I'm not watching it.
I actually think it's on Amazon Prime. I actually think it is. I think it's really on Amazon Prime.
No, it's not.
You can't just say no, it's not.
Don't lie to me, boy.
Are you looking it up right now?
Don't lie to me, boy.
What's that from?
Yeah, you want to go to a club where people wee on each other? You don't know me. You don't know
Is that
what
old
I
Greg?
Got. I got some anginas! I'm old Greg!
I hate old Greg.
Is it a movie?
Yeah, it's a mockumentary.
Okay, yeah, then it's on, yeah.
It's on Amazon Prime.
No, this video is unavailable.
It's right there.
How do I watch this?
You watch it on a TV or something, dude.
Unavailable for purchase on this device.
I have a Blu-ray. I can just give you the Blu-ray.
I don't want that, though. I want to stream it. I'll find it.
Okay. It's probably on that site we use.
Have you seen it?
No.
She sent it to you for free, and you haven't seen it
I
yet?
Have not.
Wow.
Well, she wants both me and Chris to watch
Insulting.
It.
Insulting.
And Chris doesn't like movies, so I gotta wait till she's in a mood to watch a movie. And then she doesn't like comedies, especially.
It's 1 hour and 26 minutes Dude. Long. Who the fuck is Chris? What is she like?
Starbucks. Laying in bed and watching YouTube.
Those murder. Just where a girl talks at you about murders that happened?
Yes, she loves that. ASMR. Corgis.
Who'd you marry?
Dude, she married me, and that's the most important thing, so she's stuck now.
Just weird. People who don't like things that exist on television and movies, they freak me out, man. They freak me out.
Oh, yeah, she also likes makeup.
Apparently a lot of booze, too.
Not as much as me.
A lot of booze.
I'm staring at that booze and I sweat every night. I'm just like, you know, I could just get blotto. I don't know.
You should. Just pound it. Just die.
Like, I want to drink it with
all of it and die.
I want to drink it. Here's the problem, okay? I don't want to just drink straight liquor every night. Because we got all this liquor in our house because Chris requested it for our bridal shower. So we got, like, a big thing of Grey Goose, a thing of strawberry lemonade vodka. We got a giant thing of whiskey. We got a giant thing of Captain Morgan. We got a rosé. We've got a tequila.
Grey Goose.
That's like a tequila liqueur. And we've got a thing of Patron. I think that's it. And most of them are unopened. And I keep looking at it. I'm like, I want to drink that. But I'm like, I'm not going to drink it straight. Because that's...
asking for death?
Yeah. And so then I go to the store and like I could get a mixer for this. But then I'm like, I shouldn't drink on a Tuesday night. So then I show restraint when I'm not looking at it, taunting me. And so I don't buy the soda. And then I come home and I'm like, I don't have soda. And so I'm like in this weird thing. I mean, I shouldn't drink it, so it's good.
Just
I want to be clear.
There, man. Just stay there.
But I do want it. And one of these nights I'm going to snap and I'm just going to drink it straight. So.
No.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Hold out, man.
I almost
You've
did it
got
on
the power.
On Friday.
You've got the power.
Or was it last night? I don't remember what night it was.
She's diamond.
Oh, here we go again.
Brandon Knee.
Just Ray Charles is back.
I'm saying she's a gold digger.
Okay.
Way out of town.
Okay, how about this, man? This Chris Nolan movie just keeps getting worse and worse, dude.
What?
Robert Pattinson joins Christopher Nolan's next film. Edward from Twilight.
So now Chris is just trying to be shitty.
I don't know what he's doing.
Because whoever that bitch is, I don't think I like her either.
Here's the thing, dude. We are in the minority. And chat, if you don't agree with this casting, you are in the minority too. Because when I pulled this up on Reddit, all of the comments were positive. I really appreciate Chris trying to do something new with actors that aren't mainstream. It's really good to see him make a film that will be carried on its own merit instead of Leonardo DiCaprio. And I'm like, I want to see Leo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I can exist in this world we're too smart, so we don't appreciate Spectre.
I'm giving up on Chris Nolan.
But we're too dumb.
I think his time is over.
To not appreciate this.
He peaked with.
I don't know, Acid. It doesn't make sense.
He peaked with The Dark Knight.
No.
And then
Interstellar
was kind of okay.
Interstellar's great.
It was kind of okay. Dude, like three things happened in that movie.
What's that mountain right next
like
door?
Three things.
To Everest. Isn't it K2 or something?
Sure.
No, there's like Everest the tallest, and then right next to it's K2.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Everest was Dark Knight, then it went down a little bit, K2, peaked for Interstellar, Inception, and then Dunkirk is like the Nepal village.
The Dead Sea.
That was crushed by an avalanche from K2, and now he's rebuilding. But he's not, because we're the only people in the world that didn't like Dunkirk. I just hope history shows we're right one day, man.
I don't think it will.
I don't think it will either. I don't think it will either.
No.
But, yeah, I mean, Robert Pattinson, like, he's in a lot of indie movies, you know, but, like...
He was also in one of the biggest blockbusters of all fucking time.
Yeah, Twilight. Terrible show. I just don't understand, man.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be great. I'm honestly... Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I'm shallow for doing it. But I swear, I'm going to be sitting in the theater... Be looking up at the screen, and even if the movie's amazing, I'll be like, that's Robert Pattinson, and it's going to take me out of the movie. It's like when Matt Damon showed up in Interstellar. We didn't expect Matt Damon to come up. It ruined that moment in the movie for me. I'm like, is that freaking Matt Damon?
Yeah.
And then it was Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a lot of movies, Taylor. A lot. I mean, they're all indies, though.
Yeah, he also did that movie about 9/11.
He's done a lot of movies.
Anywho, I'm more excited for the actual Leo movie that's coming out, though.
Is that the one that's going to be on Netflix?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, man.
Oh, I don't know that one. Who's that going to be on?
It's Leo, it's Brad Pitt, and it's Margot Robbie.
And who's directing it?
Django Unchained.
Quentin Tarantino. Okay. Yeah, that'll be good.
Quentin fucking Tarantino, man.
I'll be into that. See, Quentin Tarantino, that's his wheelhouse. Brad Pitt, Leo. He works with those people all the time. Guarantee a Sam Jackson's in it. Guarantee a Christoph Waltz is in it now.
Maybe.
Guarantee a Quentin Tarantino has a cameo in it where he dies. Because he always does. He doesn't need Robert Pattinson to show up.
It's about actors. It's about actors like in the 70s,
right,
maybe?
Right.
And yeah, Brad Pitt is the stunt double for Leo's actor in the movie.
That makes no sense. He should have gotten Tom Cruise and then had Ben Stiller be his stunt double. That would have been way better.
Hey, speaking of Ben Stiller, I was looking on Netflix. There's apparently new episodes of Arrested Development.
Yeah.
And Ben Stiller's right on the fucking cover.
Yeah, that's not surprising me. He's a magician in that show, remember?
Oh, yeah. He's
Wonder or whatever.
That is.
Yeah, I'm going to rewatch that entire series. Mm. I need to rewatch the entire thing and just binge it.
Britt doesn't want to. I want to, but Britt doesn't want to.
It's one of the funniest comedies of all time. Yeah. But it's really smart comedy. That's why I think we got to watch it all in a row, because you know they're going to make references to a random episode in episode 2,
yeah,
in episode 5, and I haven't seen episode 2 or season 2 since 2015.
Yeah.
No, whatever. But anyway, I think Acid, we got to write off all of Suicide Squad. I think that's a gimme for every actor at it. Right?
Yeah.
Now she's making another Harley Quinn.
She is.
So maybe we're going to have to throw her under the bus here, but Will Smith, I think, gets a pass.
I bet you know how much money that made her, though.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, at some point, wouldn't you be like, our artistic integrity can go out the window because she makes so much money.
The second I get offered a big-ass role like
that. I mean, I agree with you, Acid. I loved I, Tonya. Yep. That was great. I also like that stupid Will Smith movie that she's in. I don't even remember what it's called. But it is the shiniest movie I've ever watched, and I loved it.
What is that movie called?
I don't remember. Will Smith is like a con man, and she's like his apprentice. It's the slickest movie I've ever watched. Will Smith is dead to you because of YouTube Rewind? That's a man who needs money, too.
Yeah.
You know that man went out and bought 15 houses after Independence Day, and ever since then, he's been trying to pay them down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, he's got to do whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the man is trying everything to stay relevant.
Right. Right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, let him. I mean, good for him, you know.
Sure. What's that fucking movie, man? With him and Margot.
We could look it up, but I feel like we should just remember it. And I'm mad that we can't.
I know. A blind spot.
No, that's Sandra Bullock.
The big
blind. Starts with a C, I think.
Con Air.
Yep, that's it. You got it, dude. You got it. Focus. That's it. Not a C.
Focus.
That's it. That's the shiniest movie I've ever watched, that's dude. Right. Look at his movies, though. Look at Will Smith's movies, though, honestly. Okay? Bad Boys, Independence Day, Men in Black.
It's honestly less than I thought.
Enemy of the State, that's a good movie. People pass that. Okay? I think it's underrated. Wild Wild West.
Wild
horrible.
Wild West. Did you see the video he put out on YouTube saying that he turned down the role of Neo in The Matrix to do Wild Wild West?
That was a mistake. That was a mistake. Although, was it because...
No, he would have fucking ruined The Matrix.
Well, and Matrix 2 and 3 ruined everything good about Matrix 1. Like, no, you ever seen Carrie Ann Moss in anything?
2 was fine.
You ever seen Morpheus in anything besides a bit role where he tells someone where to go in his movie? Every movie what's his name? Lawrence Fishburne. Every movie Lawrence Fishburne is in, he is now relegated to telling people where to go. Every single movie, he's telling someone where to go. Does he tell John Wick where to go?
I think so.
Yeah, that's all he does, dude.
He's in Man of Steel.
He's the reporter that tells Superman where to go.
Yeah.
He's in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
That one.
He tells them to where to go.
Tells them about quantum.
Yeah. He's just an information man. He's forever telling people the red or blue pill story in every movie he's in.
It was a role, man. He was the greatest teller.
But I bet he would have been better
ever.
If he wouldn't have been in two or three. You know? I mean, I'm sure he gets paid fine. I'm not disagreeing with you, but...
Anyhow. Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Legend of Bagger Vance. My dad loves that movie.
That's a golf movie, right?
It's a golf movie.
Yeah. Ali, he was nominated for an Oscar for that one.
Yep.
Men in Black 2, good. Bad Boys 2, good. iRobot, I love iRobot, dude. I'm an idiot, but I love it.
That's a good one. It's
also,
Alan
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. I think it is.
I think the robot is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right.
Alan Tudyk's also in Maze Runner.
Yes.
Scorch Trial.
Alan Tudyk,
like,
another
what
man
the fuck?
Who, first of all, I love Alan Tudyk. He can get as much money doing anything he wants. Okay, because do you ever get the feeling that those people who are in Firefly are always poor? Because I always get that feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure Nathan Fillion has 6 yachts, but I get the feeling that he still needs money.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. He's still doing dumbass
shows. That's
what
I'm saying. And, like, Alan Tudyk, he's, like, the star of Disney now. He's in every Disney animated movie.
He doesn't need money.
He doesn't need money anymore, but every time I see him, I'm like, I bet that guy had to eat a bagel. Because he doesn't have any money. I feel like he's poorer than me every time I look at him. And there's no way he is. The Jewel Stady? Remember her? I think she's homeless.
Who's that?
That's the lady, the girl. The engine lady in Firefly.
Oh, yeah, no, she's dead.
Yeah, I think she's in a ditch.
Simon, he's dead.
Chris was telling me that guy was literally just in an episode of a TV show she watches.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was The Rookie with Nathan Fillion.
No way.
I think so.
No fucking way.
I think so.
I mean, that would make sense, but no fucking way.
I think so.
Yeah, and then he's in The fucking Rookie.
Summer Glau, where's she at, man?
Dancing somewhere.
That's all I'm telling you.
Do
you know people are trying to bring back Firefly again? They're starting to bring back Firefly.
Oh, yeah,
campaign.
It will never happen.
Because now that Disney owns Fox, they're saying you could put it on Disney Plus and bring back Firefly.
It will never happen.
Like, Joss Whedon has retired.
Yeah.
That man, I think, disappeared. Mm-hmm. He made Ultron, and then he's like, I got that Marvel money.
No, then he made Justice League.
He did?
Yeah, he
wait,
came
is he credited
into...
on that movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Zack Snyder did the dark cut of Justice League, and then they...
I thought he just finished
no,
it.
No, they showed it to an audience. They did not like it, so then they brought in Joss Whedon, and every bright-colored scene and every funny scene in that movie, funny, was Joss Whedon.
See, I thought he literally
every
like,
single no every single oh. scene that what's his face Hamel, that guy Hamel, whatever his name is, Superman,
Kal-El.
That no, what's the actor's name?
Oh, Henry Cavill.
That one,
Geralt of Rivia.
That
yes.
one, yes,
my man.
Every
yes.
scene with his fake ass mustache animated off was a Joss Whedon scene.
See, I thought he just sat in the editing room.
No.
Oh, well.
He did reshoots, and they were really bad.
Maybe there is a chance, then, that Firefly can come back.
Maybe. All I know is he hated doing Avengers.
Well, he didn't like that...
It was just stressful.
Well, it's not only that, but apparently he didn't like that they made him make changes to the script. Apparently he didn't like that they were forcing Avengers Age of Ultron to be a setup for the greater Marvel Universe. He wanted to just make a self-contained Avengers movie. And they're like, no, you got to add some of these scenes in here. And he's like, they don't fit! I think it came out okay, Joss. Why don't you calm your balls?
Why don't you calm your tits there, man?
All right. You didn't like Serenity? I thought Serenity
was great.
I thought Serenity was good. Didn't
Serenity
people love that?
Serenity was so good.
I haven't seen it in
15
years.
It was bad in being a continuation of Firefly, but it was good in its own self-contained version.
Is it because they killed
the
Wash? Is that why people hate it?
I mean, probably.
I don't think people hate it. I think Ass is the first person I've ever heard say something bad about it, honestly.
That is the first time. I can rewatch that movie forever.
I can't.
Because it's so good.
It's stupid.
So sad, but it's so good.
Chitwell Ejiofor is in that movie. It's one of his greatest roles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. You know who I hate, though? Nathan Fillion. I still don't like him.
Really?
I think he's a douche. I just get douche vibes from him.
No.
I do.
I think he's the sweetest person in real life, but
he might be.
Real,
he
real
might
good.
Be. I don't know him in real life.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's weird.
Who cares? What are we watching?
I Am Legend.
What are we doing?
Hancock. 7 pounds. It's right around this time he messed up. I think Hancock did it. I think he wanted to be a superhero. It was too weird. Hancock, 7 pounds, Men in Black 3, After Earth, Winter's Tale. All of these movies are bad.
Killed it because he was...
I don't even know what Winter's Tale is. You know what that is?
No. I don't know what that is.
Colin Farrell, Jessica Brown Findlay, Jennifer Connelly, William Hurt, Eva Marie Saint, Russell Crowe, and Will Smith. So he must have had a little tiny role in that, right?
Yeah.
Focus was good. I liked that. Concussion was good. I liked that. But they're both
you
like...
You do not know the truth.
But they're like little low-budget movies. Yeah. I mean, Focus, I think, was supposed to be bigger, but then it wasn't.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad, trash. Collateral Beauty. I don't even know.
I forget what that movie is.
I don't even know. Edward Norton's in it. Michael Pena, Keira Knightley, Kate Winslet, Helen Mirren. That's a huge cast. What did that make, $6?
No idea.
They spent more on that poster than that money made than the movie made in box office, pretty sure. Bright, Aladdin, Spies in Disguise is coming out. It's an animated movie. Gemini Man, Ang Lee movie. Will Smith, Clive Owen, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Benedict Wong.
Clive Owen?
Yeah. I like Benedict Wong, too. I'll go see that. And then Bad Boys for Life.
What's Benedict Wong? Is that Wong?
Yeah, his name's Wong in Avengers as well, yeah. He's also, my favorite role of his, though, besides Wong, is Matt Damon when he's on Mars? Martian. He's the JPL guy. Mm-hmm. I love that. He's great in that. Y'all need to stop tagging in Suicide Squad.
Ragging on?
Is that it, maybe?
I think that's it.
Ragging on, okay.
She really likes that movie for some dumb reason.
I've never seen it.
It's really bad.
I hate it, and I haven't even ever seen it.
It's really bad.
I know it's bad.
It moves in between a David Ayer movie and a Trailer House cut together film.
I hate those movies. Britt loves the movies. That's okay. Chris likes bad movies, too, when she likes movies, which is very rarely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Transformers, garbage. Okay?
I like garbage.
You like some garbage.
I like all
You
the
like
garbage.
Explosions.
I like the visuals, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I go to those movies.
Yeah, but Suicide Squad, not a lot of explosions.
No.
Okay, see, that's why you hate it. Transformers,
also,
you can get in because it blows up a lot.
What I hate about that fucking movie, the biggest thing,
uh-huh,
is the studio's intervention in it, trying to salvage it,
okay,
when it was probably fine.
Okay.
And the fact that they put a team of non-superheroes.
Yeah.
Like, Harley Quinn's a bitch with a bat, okay? That's all she is.
Right.
And they put them up against, like, a old Mayan witch god.
Okay.
Who can summon sky beams.
Okay.
And create an army
and
of the undead by themselves. And yeah,
them.
Yeah, she loses.
That
yeah.
doesn't make a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because they stab her in the heart.
Well, I'll kill someone, though.
Because she can't.
Drogon liked it.
It was so bad.
You know, speaking of bad, I don't know how much you... Do you know anything about this? Bohemian Rhapsody. It won the Oscar for Best Editing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Apparently, the editing in Bohemian Rhapsody is terrible. Have you seen Bohemian Rhapsody?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't really notice when I was watching it, but I was watching out of the corner of my eye. I personally didn't really like Bohemian Rhapsody, to be honest.
I liked Rami Malek.
I liked his performance. I think it was too nice.
No, yeah.
That's what I didn't like about
Blame
it.
Blame the band for that, man.
Well, there was no tension at all. Mm-hmm. Everything was just like, we're going to put in opera. And everyone's like, yes, genius. You know, and that, like, I'll tell Colby, like, hey, you want to do an hour longer today? And he's like, that's not me, man. Like, our entire movie of this show would be Colby saying, no, let's not do that. Instead, but this band is like, yes. Like, Rami Malek could be like, I'm going to put a live tiger in the booth with you to really get your heart pumping. I think everyone will feel it. They will.
That's a great finish.
And the guy would be like, yes, put two tigers. Two tigers, dude. One for the front and one for the back.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe get a third backup just in case I lose a tiger.
Blame the band.
Like, that's why I didn't like it.
The two living members were producers on the movie, had complete say over the script.
Okay.
And yeah, they changed a lot of events to make it a little bit more,
so,
you know, like you're on fucking Freddie Mercury's side.
Right. Which is fine. I think you could sympathize with Freddie Mercury, but they didn't really put him into much peril, so I never really felt bad for him.
Except
like
AIDS.
I mean, he got AIDS, but that's the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, because the last 20 minutes of the movie is literally a concert.
Yep.
And then the last 10 minutes before that is the AIDS moment. And then the rest of that is just good times all the time. You know, because even the time
Which
where
is
he,
bullshit. He didn't
he
even know
up,
he had AIDS
right.
when they did Live Aid.
And the thing is like, even when he breaks up with the band.
Yeah, he didn't.
That whole scene is him meeting his future husband.
Yeah.
So you're like, it still worked out great for Freddie Mercury.
Also,
and then the band's just like, yeah, you can come back. It's good.
Also, they didn't break up. The guitarist and the drummer both had put out solo albums before Freddie decided to do his own solo work. But they were always a band. They just also did solo work.
Okay.
So they wanted to make a dramatic point in the movie.
So what I heard and what I've read is that the editing for this movie is horrible,
mm-hmm.
but the Academy gave them an Oscar anyway,
mm-hmm.
because apparently the filming of the movie, and you kind of hit on this, was so sporadic. There wasn't enough footage. There was a lot of problems with directors swapping in
really?
And out, and then the studio had interference, and the band had interference. And so they basically gave the Oscar to the editor because he somehow made a Academy-nominated Best Picture film out of
that
just terrible
fire.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so I'm interested to watch this video, which literally just says a breakdown of Bohemian Rhapsody's terrible editing. But it makes me wonder, like, should the Academy do that every time? Like, if you have amazing footage to work with, your life as an editor is probably easier.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have crap and you make a great edited film, shouldn't you be even if your film's not that good, shouldn't it be recognized higher than the people who had David Fincher behind the camera, you know, who shoots 90 takes of every scene? Nah. It's weird to think about. But anyway, I want to watch this video. I'm just
Bohemian
curious.
Rhapsody won the Oscar for Best Editing at the 2019 Academy Awards.
It moved fast.
This is interesting because the movie contains several scenes that are masterclasses in poor editing.
Right. Now that everybody's got an acceptable name, let's get to it. Look, we just really need something special. More hits. Like Killer Queen.
Let's examine one of the worst offenders in the film and break down why exactly the editing of the scene is so bad.
Yeah, he's in it. And they just get rid of him for no reason, too, in that movie.
The cuts in this scene are particularly jarring. They stand out to an attentive audience member for three reasons. First, many of the cuts are unmotivated. Second, many ignore spatial continuity. And third, the pace is simply too fast. Let's deal with the easiest of these problems first. If a cut is unmotivated, another reason you might choose to cut is to create or maintain the pace of a scene or to build tension. You can see this kind of effect during this scene from The Godfather, where editor Walter Murch, in a moment of silence, chooses to cut back and forth between these two characters. It's almost like the audience is anxiously looking back and forth between them, waiting to see who will speak. Using pacing to create tension or emotion, however, can't just be forced upon a scene through the edit. You have to work with and complement the performances and...
It is edited like a Michael Bay film.
The faster the pace, the more attention must be paid to things like spatial continuity. Errors will simply lead to more difficulty following the action. The pace of this scene is
41! We're at 43 cuts at this point.
In this 104-second scene, there are an astounding 60 cuts for an average shot length of 1.8 seconds. To put this into perspective, this 136-second fight scene from Transformers The Last Knight only has 49 cuts and an average shot length of 2.8 seconds.
For the record, though, Armageddon, the entire film, has a cut average of 1 second. When you go back and watch Armageddon, just keep that in mind. It'll ruin the movie for you.
That's an action sequence from one of the most notoriously hyperactive directors out there. Compare that to this scene of some guys sitting around a table. That's over 30% faster. Absolutely nothing about this scene justifies or requires
this. It does
kind
look
of
like when you put it like
pace.
This, it looks kind
the rest of
fake.
The film is fast paced, and the pace fits a little bit better for the musical and concert sequences. I can see how they were possibly trying to keep the energy level high for the dialogue scenes as well, but it just doesn't work. The pacing is the most obvious issue, but it's far from
the only
one.
Can we talk about that fake green screen behind them?
Let's examine some of these cuts in detail and the other two things that make the edits so jarring. The primary thing that motivates most cuts is the revelation of new information.
Yeah, you're welcome, Drogon.
Most important is emotional information. A large majority of the cuts in a dialogue-driven scene are so we can see a character's face as they deliver a line or are reacting to somebody else's line. New information can also be geographic, to establish the character's relationship to each other spatially, or to let the audience see an action that's taking place. Of course, a shot can contain multiple pieces of new information, but it's rarely a good idea to make a cut when that shot reveals no new information.
I think people overthink things.
Let's examine.
This is a little of it, but you know, they point out how fast it is. And I noticed the fastness. I really feel like the characters. I don't know, but part of that might be the fact that I just didn't really relate to any of the characters, so I didn't care. But maybe I don't know. It was fine.
I mean,
the movie was fine.
The only person that got any sort of character development was him and maybe his girlfriend. That was it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, I watched the movie and I thought it was good. It wasn't Best Picture worthy, I don't think. But then neither was Black Panther. But like, you know, it just depends, I guess. You know, but it's not amazing. No. I didn't really notice bad editing.
He won Best Actor for this, didn't he?
And I think he should have.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, he's a great actor.
He gave the role all he had.
Agreed. I mean, I think if he wasn't as good as he was,
it would not.
It wouldn't have been as good as it was, 100%.
God, no.
It might have been a B movie, you know, if he wasn't in it, honestly. Yeah. And, you know, I do watch the movie, and Rami Malek disappears. And that's how you know when someone's a good actor, because you stop thinking I'm watching Rami Malek. Like, Leo has that problem. He honestly does. Like, I see him like, that's Leo.
Yeah.
You know? Tom Hanks disappears. This guy disappears.
Tom Hanks disappears?
Tom Hanks disappears, dude.
Tom Hanks is the most standard motherfucker
man. He's such
I've
a good
seen.
Actor.
He is not.
Are you kidding me?
I don't get the whole...
Are you kidding?
Hard on for Tom Hanks.
Dude, I love Tom Hanks.
I don't know. I guess Forrest Gump. That's a good example.
Did you watch... Like, I think the example for me is Captain Phillips.
Okay? I've never seen it.
Watch Captain Phillips, because you're going to watch...
Also never seen Castaway.
You're going to watch the first hour of that movie, and you're going to be like, Tom Hanks
I'm
is phoning this in,
now.
And then there's the last 30 minutes when he's captured.
Mm-hmm.
You forget you're watching Tom Hanks. His performance is so good. All right? Uh-huh. Go watch it. Also, it sounds like you haven't seen a lot of Tom Hanks movies where he gets a chance to act.
No.
Did you watch that movie about the Bridge of Spies? You watch that one?
No.
Yeah, dude, go watch the Tom Hanks movie.
No, I watched the Tom Hanks movie. It's called The Circle, and it was the biggest dumpster fire I've ever seen in my life. That movie doesn't end. It just cuts to black.
What's a circle, man?
God, it's such a piece of shit.
Well, watch another movie. Watch a good one.
Who else is in that? I think Patton Oswalt is in
Watson's
that.
Emma Watson's in it.
Patton Oswalt?
Dude, sometimes movies aren't good.
It's like the Waz to
Yeah, what about Saving
Tom
Private
Hanks
Ryan, man?
Yeah, that's a great fucking movie. I will always rewatch that movie, but he's Tom Hanks in that movie.
Okay, man, whatever you say, dude. I love Tom Hanks. I think he's great. So
he's the same guy.
I love Tom Hanks, dude.
Everything.
What about Danny Trejo? Is going to do the voice of Boots the Monkey in the Dora the Explorer live action movie.
Amazing. I will now watch this movie.
Like, that's Dora's sidekick, and it's going to be Danny Trejo.
That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
That's the best casting I've ever heard.
I mean, if they're like, dude, Larry Crown's great. What's that one movie where he's in there with Philip Seymour Hoffman? It's a really underrated movie. Oh, God, I'm going to die. I'm just going to look up his
Who the fuck is Larry Crown?
Larry Crown Affair. The Coen Brothers movie he's in is great, too. What's the name of that? He's in so many good movies. Tom Hanks is. He's what Will Smith wishes he was, dude.
Well, yeah.
Where is his filmography? Filmography. List of Tom Hanks performances. Here we go.
Jesus Christ.
Let's just start at the most recent because it's going to be too hard. Okay. Okay, Mamma Mia. All right. Paycheck. Okay, I'll give you that one.
He wasn't in it.
The Post. Great film.
He produced it.
Great film in The Post. Oh, where's the actor at?
It's the first bar.
So if it says no, he's not in it? Okay, all right. The Post, great film. The Circle, okay. I'll give you that one.
It's a real bad one.
But every once in a while, he can make a bad one, all right? Everyone needs an After Earth, okay? You can't all be winners, right?
Sure.
Okay. Inferno, okay, I'm a sucker for those stupid Da Vinci Code movies,
uh-huh.
All right? Like, it's not great, but
no.
They're stupid. They're his bad. Mission Impossibles.
Sure.
You know? Sully, great in that movie, man.
He was good in that.
I never saw a Hologram for the King. Ithaca, don't know. Bridge of Spies, great movie. Saving Mr. Banks, great movie. Captain Phillips, great movie.
I didn't see any of those three.
Partysaurus Rex, apparently he played Woody because it's a short film.
Oh, really?
For Pixar. Okay. Cloud Atlas, never saw it. That's probably bad.
That
right?
was terrible.
Extremely Loud,
that was
Incredibly
from
Close.
The dudes who did The Matrix.
Right. They need to stop.
Mm-hmm.
They need to stop. Aren't they women now?
Sure.
Were they women or dudes to begin with? Because they swapped.
They were dudes.
Okay, so now they're women.
What?
Yeah, they completely changed their genders. They're now the Wachowski sisters.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Show me proof of that. Are you kidding me?
No, why would I lie about that?
I don't know. You making fun of trans people now?
I think you are.
I think you are. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, the Wachowskis right here. Yeah, right here. Lena and Lily, the American team of Philby directors, writers, producers. They are sisters, both trans women.
What?
Yeah. Get good, dude. Learn things. Small Fry. Larry Crown right here, dude. Larry Crown. How about that? No. Hawaiian Vacation?
I don't know what any of these are.
It's Toy Story. Beyond All Boundary. Oh, here we go. Angels and Demons. The Great Buck Howard.
Nope.
Cameo in a limited release, see? He's not really in
oh
that.
Oh, my fucking God.
The Simpsons movie, dude. He played himself. Charlie Wilson's War. That's the movie I'm thinking about. This movie right here. This movie is fantastic. Have you seen Charlie Wilson's War, dude?
No, I'm still stuck on the fact that they're women now.
What is your whole world shattered?
That, like, breaks my brain.
I think they transitioned during Speed Racer. Or it might have been Cloud Atlas. Because one of them did it. I don't remember which one. One of them changed to a woman. And then, like, a couple years later, the other one changed to a woman. Now they're both women.
What? See, that just seems fake to me.
Well, I don't know, man.
How can you have two people that are transgender in the same family? That just sounds like... I don't know. Sounds like bullshit.
I mean, that's like saying how you have two people that are fat.
All go, you do you, but no.
No, you no. do you, but no.
Transitioning to a woman's a little bit different than getting fat.
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah.
I think it might be easier if I just decided to be a woman.
It's called hormones and breast implants and possibly the removal of a genitalia. That's a little much. That's a little bit more than gaining a few pounds.
Acid has two trans people in my family. Listen, Acid, okay, I want to...
Yeah,
just,
but are they... But are,
I'm just going to be separate from this conversation. I just
sisters?
Want everyone to know.
Are they brothers? I don't know, man. That's just... Whatever. Moving on. My head hurts.
Okay. How's Chuck Hardwood doing over there, man?
Just hurts my brain. No, you know what that is? That just makes me think that one of them is trans.
Okay.
That... I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Then the other one looks at that one and is like, no, I want to be the center of attention now. I'm doing it too.
Implying that they changed their gender for attention. Okay.
Well, one of them did.
Well, can't put that one on Instagram. What else are we doing here? Evan Almighty. Okay. Da Vinci Code.
He's not in that.
Polar Express. The Terminal, great movie. Lady Killers, that's the Coen Brothers one. Great movie. Catch Me If You Can, great movie. Road to Perdition, great movie. Castaway, great movie. Green Mile, great movie. You've Got Mail, Saving Private Ryan,
saying,
that thing you do.
What are the chances?
Apollo 13, Forrest Gump, Philadelphia,
what
Sleepers
are
in
the
Seattle,
chances?
League of Their Own, Turner and Hooch.
Can we stop talking about this, man?
Just admit Tom Hanks is a god,
dude. I fucking
dude.
Hate Hanks.
How's his mimosas
he
going?
He just seems like too
How much... How
much
champagne you got left
Too much
there?
Of a nice person that I just... I would hate him.
He's too
him
nice.
In my life. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And not a lot.
Okay. That's fine. I was just curious. Curious how it's going over there. Try to avoid controversial topics, you know?
I'm That's saying whatever I fucking want to say. Y'all bitches can take it how you want.
So, the Samsung foldable phone, turns out, when you fold it, it turns out it has kind of a visible crease that doesn't really ever go away. See that right in the middle of the phone? There's a crease there.
424.
Does it? It does fold that way.
It does fold, yeah. And
I thought it would fold, you know, the halfway, but no.
Folds right in the middle, and there's a...
Apparently not.
Yeah, there's a crease. Yeah. Yeah. It's a little... So,
Yeah, we're clearly not there yet.
Yeah, why would you buy that? I mean, people just live with the crease, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about the new Scooby-Doo movie? I don't know how to react to this. You tell me how to react. Zac Efron, Amanda Seyfried are going to be Fred and Daphne in a new Scooby-Doo.
Can't we let things die?
I think that's my reaction. Yeah. Do we need Scooby-Doo?
No.
I like Amanda Seyfried. Again, one of my top... She's also one of my top five actors of all time. Okay? I like her.
Like hot-wise or skilled-wise?
Oh, hot-wise. Mm. Hot-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I also like Zac Efron, probably top five actors of all time, hot wise, right?
Sure.
Okay, so. What do you think, man?
I'm done.
With what? Earth Planet?
Hollywood, yes.
Are you going to be able to recover from the whole Lena and Lily Wachowski thing?
No.
I didn't think so. I know. We're going to skip some topics. I know how to get you back on the train. All right? You ready? This will change. This will make you forget about everything. You ready? This is a nine-legged starfish moving across the beach.
Looks friendly.
You want to touch that thing?
Yeah. I'm sure it's very slow. It's not going to, like, get you.
This thing makes me anxious. I don't like it. Like, you know, you like acid story?
And started to shit? What?
That is actually in slow-mo? I don't know if that's true, Navius.
It's not.
If it wasn't slowed down, you couldn't actually see it. Oh, so it's moving at hyperspeed, actually, Navius says. So it could latch onto your face almost immediately.
Perfect. Yeah, that looks like one of the alien suckers for sure.
Like, look at its little... Ugh. You know, it doesn't fill you with anxiety?
Nah.
I thought we were going to be on the same page with this one.
Nah. You show me something that can move faster than I can, then I'll be a little scared.
Okay. Let's see. There was another one in here somewhere. I don't remember where it's at. I don't remember. I might be wrong.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
Is it this? Where's it at, man?
I don't know, man.
Where's the thing I'm looking for?
Find what you're wanting to find. Hurry up about it.
Freaking tabs, dude. Oh, here we go. Giant animals throughout history. What about this, dude? So these are animals that are extinct or no longer alive. You know. So we got the Water King, a giant penguin.
Dude, fuck fighting that thing.
What about this giant freshwater turtle?
You could probably fight that. It's slow.
Okay. What about this big rodent?
What?
It's the size of a man, dude.
You could ride that thing.
Yeah, there's the man right here.
Yeah.
You could ride on it. Here's an armadillo. Also the same size as a man.
Dude, that looks adorable.
You pet it?
Yeah.
You get leprosy, right? What about this marsupial? It's a big wombat. I pet that.
I think that'd be friendly as well.
Yeah. What about the hell pig,
dude? That would not be friendly.
You don't think the hell pig would be friendly?
Yeah. Is the human in that image, like, being terrified
by it? Yeah, he's scared of the hell pig, I believe. Yeah. Yeah. Could you imagine if those were still alive? Do you think we'd eat pork today if it was a hell pig?
Oh, yeah. We'd murder the shit out of that species.
If it wasn't extinct, it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I just love how it's called the hell pig. Like... That's how horrifying it was.
Yeah, people knew it was fucked up.
Like, we got...
Well, wild boar kill people, man.
I mean, all of these are like, you know, the giant freshwater turtle, the water king. And then these are like the giant glimpididididid, the largest known marsupial, the diprotodon operatum. And then we got the freaking hell pig. Like, they give it a name.
Deodon shoshoninesis.
About this giant ground sloth. It's bigger than a man.
That is a huge...
Big sloth, right?
Yeah.
Would you pet it? Hey, man, it's thanks for the raid. Appreciate it.
Probably, like, bathe it first and then, okay. Yeah, sleep on it.
What about this giant, what looks like those things from Star
like
Wars?
Eeyore.
You know, what are those things from Star Wars that are in Episode 1 with the noses? Yeah. One of them farts.
Yeah.
And Jar Jar goes,
He steps in its poop.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's that thing. It's twice the size of a man.
Nope.
About this giant crocodile.
Nope. What is that person?
He's ancient. He's like a... It's fancy. I don't know. He's a poof out on a stroll.
He's a poof out on a stroll.
Megalodon, dude.
The one in the movie's bigger.
And then we have today, the blue whale, which is still alive.
I mean, whales are huge, man.
They're big, dude.
Yeah.
I hate whales, dude.
Why? They're so cute.
Oh, that's who it is. It's Captain Hook. He's fighting a crocodile. He's Captain Hook.
Oh. Gotcha.
Hey, do you like cruise ships, man?
Mm-hmm.
How about if your cruise ship was doing this? This is happening yesterday. It's a Norwegian cruise ship. It's in rough waters.
Oh, shit.
And, you know, things are, plants are flying around. There's ceiling tiles falling down.
Dude, I would want to be on it. Honest to God. If it doesn't sink, I'd have my own little version of the Titanic.
It's not going to sink, but they did have to helicopter off every person one by one through five helicopters throughout the night to evacuate everyone off the ship.
Dude, that would be sick.
You like that?
That'd be sick. That'd be the coolest near-death experience ever. Dude, I was on this cruise ship.
This is a vacation!
It was about to go down. I had to be helivac'd out of there. Like, that's a badass story. Now, if they died, no, I'll pass. But, you know.
If they died, I'd pass.
Yeah. That looks pretty fun, actually.
Norwegian public broadcaster NRK said the Viking Sky, the name of the ship, evacuation was slow and dangerous. Passengers need to be hoisted one by one from the cruise ship into five available helicopters. There's 1,700 passengers on board.
Wouldn't it just be safer to stay on the fucking ship?
Here's a photo of the ship right here. Everyone just chilling out.
Yeah, life man. Jacket. That dude looks like he's having a great time.
He looks like he is having a stroke. Right now.
He's like, yeah, man, let's move this bitch.
Look at this lady's face.
She's taking a shit.
She looks like she just ate a lot of Taco Bell. And she's like, no one's going to notice. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, you think you can't sue a cruise ship for
getting in rough water. Of course
not.
Of course not. I think there was... Here's a video. Here's a video of the airlift, man.
Are we going to get on, like, some watch list for viewing this?
I hope so. I would love more viewers, dude. There's literally no audio. This is great for our broadcast.
Yeah.
There's this cruise ship.
That looks like a great video. Water doesn't look that bad.
As of Sunday morning at 5 local, 297 rescued due to incident today's arrival. Hopefully all shops will be open. Of course, in addition to UK and USA, some Scottish, four Rustins. Captain is from Finland.
Dude, what if just one of them just dropped from the fucking hell? God damn.
I can't believe chat's like, this sounds cool.
Yeah, it sounds fun, man.
Several of the passengers who come to land are bruised, have cuts or breakages. When they arrive at the evacuation center, they are registered and get dry clothes and warm blankets. Many are traumatized by what they have experienced, need to be taken care of when they land. Therefore, crews with experience in providing
perfect
psychological
dark
support.
How you doing?
Follow the buses and are present at the hotels where they are evacuated. Cargo ship that was on its way to assist the Viking Sky encountered its own emergency. The crew members had to abandon the ship and jump into the water. Rescue operations for those crew members. The cargo ship is currently underway.
See, now that's sounds...
Now, this is a Monty Python sketch now,
that
is what it is, yeah.
That's less fun.
As of 3:42 Eastern time, 397 people evacuated.
Like, just find a pole and hold on to it.
Trailers are about to be put off by tugs. The plan is to take a tow in the direction of Molde for emergency support. Helicopter evacuation carried it parallel until further notice.
Man, yeah.
Sounds like a bunch of babies.
And that sounds like a good
Why do
old
I
time.
Feel like you want... Are you still going to Cozumel or wherever?
No.
What happened?
Both got new jobs, bumped out, or both trying to.
Britt got a new job?
Trying to. And we won't have vacation.
Way to keep me up on your life, dude.
Yeah, man.
It's fine, whatever.
I don't tell you things.
Yeah, clearly. That was a sarcastic thank you. In case you didn't get that.
I got a pimple on my face. You see that?
That is not an update I care about.
It's a life update. You wanted to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Next topic, bro. Slow down.
What do you mean slow down?
You're going so fast.
You want to talk about the LA Lakers aren't going to make the playoffs. It's the first time LeBron has not made the playoffs in 14 years, and it's the end of his 8-year consecutive streak against the NBA finals, to the NBA finals.
Sucks to suck.
You don't care at all about
no,
that?
No, good. LeBron should burn.
My God. You don't like LeBron?
That was too much. He doesn't deserve to win, but he's a good guy.
He doesn't deserve to win, but he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he deserve to win?
Because he's won too much. Just stop it.
He hasn't won as much as Michael Jordan. People
sucks.
Love him.
Sucks. He's gone to more than Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Lost. But then again, also, there's a whole shit ton more players that would put Michael Jordan to the test today.
Yeah, you think Michael Jordan would do okay against Steph Curry?
I don't know.
There's no way. There's no way, dude.
No, like, LeBron does great things for, like, community and, like, kids and things, so I'll respect him for that.
The last time LeBron missed the playoffs was 2004-2005 season. 95.6% of the current NBA players weren't even in the league. Luke Walton had just finished his second career as a Laker. Ray Allen was the leading scorer on the Sonics, and 15-year-old James Harden didn't even have a beard.
Didn't have a beard.
15, dude.
Oh, fuck.
15.
Wow, I did not know James Harden was that younger.
Well, yeah, I think what LeBron. I saw is, like, I didn't realize LeBron was that old.
Yeah, he's getting up,
like,
there, man.
I mean, I guess we're all surprised because, like, it's LeBron. We expect him to win. But at some point, he's going to get old, right?
Yeah. How old is he?
116.
That makes sense.
Yeah. LeBron James, he's 34. That's not that old. Suck it up, get to the playoffs,
that's
you old man.
That's old, man.
That is old for the NBA, isn't
that
it?
Is old.
How old is Steph Curry? 31. Did you know that?
No.
He's only 3 years younger than LeBron?
No.
Why does he look like he's 18?
I don't know. Better genes.
He's got baby face. I got baby face. How come no one compares me to Steph Curry?
Because you're not a NBA basketball
player. You don't know that?
I do.
You do.
I bet all the money in the world that I know that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, poor LeBron, man. It sucks to suck.
It's just, I don't know.
That's what you get for
honestly,
a shit-ass team.
That's what's funny about it, because you know that I am a Lakers fan.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, Chris goes, did you know, she didn't know any of the prep. I think it was yesterday or the day before. She goes, you know LeBron isn't going to the playoffs this year for, like, the first time and ever? And I'm like, yeah, you know what team he's playing for this year? And she goes, no. And I go, take a guess which team ruined LeBron's career. Take a guess.
Yep. You can't go to the house of Kobe and then be fucking better than Kobe.
I literally picked the Lakers to be a fan of because I needed a team that was good to be a fan of.
Mm-hmm. And now, ever since you started liking them, they have sucked.
I think the year I picked them was like year one of their three-peat. And I was like, this is great, dude. This is great.
Good first 2 years.
And then they realized I started watching. I don't think they've won anything since then.
No.
I ruined it, dude.
Yeah, no, you
did. I ruined it. Of course, Britt says down with LeBron, the Patriots fan.
Yeah, she don't like LeBron.
I think she likes to fight.
I mean, she does, but
I think that's what it is.
She also doesn't like NBA.
Who has more anger inside than me or Britt?
Oh, that's a good competition. I think Britt.
I think Britt
actually
does now, right? Because I've kind of mellowed in my old age. Yeah.
Back in your younger years, maybe you'd compete.
I don't know if anyone. Satan may have had less rage than me in my younger years. You remember that Prius, dude?
I was about to say the Prius.
I mean, you know, one time I almost murdered a person on a highway because they were going slow. Like, that's the type of rage we had. But
not that they were even going slow, that they were just merging into the other lane slowly.
Yeah.
They were going fine,
they were doing
speed limit-wise.
Nothing wrong.
No.
No, and I almost murdered them. I think I cursed them and their extended families in a very...
Who knows?
Aggressive
that person
fashion.
Might be dead now because of you.
One less Prius, dude. I still hate Priuses. I just don't actually get mad about it.
I do my neck.
Still hate them. Yeah, Britt, thanks for rubbing it in. Appreciate it, Britt. Appreciate it. What about this legend, dude? He's just going to PetSmart. What do you think about him?
That's very impressive that cow knows where its horns are.
That is a massive longhorn steer being taken into PetSmart.
Look at him maneuver his horns around the door. That's impressive.
He knows where his horns are, man. Why wouldn't he know where his horns
are? Dude, because they're big old horns. He doesn't have feeling in the horns. They're horns. Can you feel your bones? No.
Yes, you can feel your bones.
No, you can't. You can feel them with your fingers. I mean, you can't feel them in your body.
Yeah, but you feel where they are when they move.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
We need a cow scientist to
because we have pain, we have nerves in the skin. That
and they don't have nerves
where
in their horns?
No. It's just calcium.
I'm pretty sure cow horns are not just fingernail. They're not horns.
I think they're just horns.
If cow horns were rhino horns, then there wouldn't need to be poaching of rhino horns.
It's basically the same.
I don't think so. Maybe the cow was trained through years of walking in and out of the grocery store.
I don't know. I have no idea what I'm saying. I am a terrible resource to know anything about steers or cows or nothing.
How much mimosa you got left over there, man?
I got a lot.
Do you? No, I mean in the bottle. Is it almost gone?
I got a lot left, man.
Drogan says that he's been hit with Priuses before. Who in the office got hit with Prius?
What?
Remember, wasn't there someone who got hit by a Prius?
I don't know if it was a Prius, but Meredith got hit by...
No, it was the Prius because someone was like, they're quiet under 5 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah, that was Dwight.
Dwight got hit?
Dwight and Andy feud.
So does that make Drogan Dwight Schrute?
Yeah.
I thought so. I thought it
would. But then Michael Scott literally just beamed Meredith with his...
Yes, yes, that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she had to wear that big cast and she showed everybody. I remember. I remember it, man.
We're in season 9 now.
Yeah.
Not good.
Is that the one with the British lady?
Yeah. Well, I mean, season 8 and 9 are with the British lady, but now the British lady is not the boss, and Andy's... They wrote Andy to be the biggest dick in the world.
That's
because
that's all
9.
Ed Helm can play.
Yeah, no, like, he was a dick before, but goddamn, this season is so bad.
Is there enough for me to get a refill? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
I've got, like... This is a big bottle, man.
Okay.
It runs deep.
It runs deep.
It runs deep, bro.
I don't think that's how you...
That's how you say it.
Okay. I'll take your word on it, because I like how we can hear the wind hitting the microphone if we're quiet. You hear that?
Yes.
Your mic is so loud, it picks up wind.
You pointed the goddamn fan directly at it.
Hey, can I talk about something that no one in our audience is going to care about?
Yes.
But you might care.
Why?
Because it's affecting you, maybe.
Uh-huh.
All morning, there has been a giant four-prop silver airplane dive-bombing this side of town.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard it?
No, I've seen it, though.
Why?
I don't know.
Is that happening?
My guess, we saw it.
It's like a 1940s bomber.
Yeah.
And it's just flying real low. Mm-hmm. And it's louder than Satan's butt.
Yeah, it's a
propeller. And it's ruining my day. Mm-hmm. Why is it there?
I bet you they just got it flying again, and then they're flying it around.
Why would you fly it? It's old. Let it die.
Yeah, that's why you fly it.
Stupid.
So people could be like, well, like I did. I was driving home on the highway, and I was like, pointed out, I'm like, what the fuck is that? That's a big old bomber with propellers going. What the hell's it doing? They're probably flying it for some, you know, attraction.
They were flying it for 3 hours.
When was that? Yesterday?
No, today.
Really?
Yes, me and Chris.
Well, then it might be this weekend.
We went out for a walk at
saw it yesterday.
11 o'clock, and it was flying all above the park. We went to watch, and then we went to Chipotle, and we had a meal, and it was dive-bombing us at Chipotle an hour later. And then we got here, and Chris was talking on the phone to her parents. We just hear, because it was just dive-bombing us there at home.
It's following you.
I hate it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So mad about that stupid plane.
It's only for this weekend.
Why does it exist?
Because for the vets, man, we got a lot of vets here.
Just like in Goodfellas. Never seen it.
The plane, boss, the plane.
Is that from?
No.
Oh. Have you ever seen Goodfellas?
No.
They ran out of pigeons, so they're using bombers now. Look, this is the most unstealthy plane ever to be in existence.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that this plane. It should be flying.
No.
I want to get on a gun, and I want to take it down like Pearl Harbor. That's what I want. I don't want to take it down like Pearl Harbor was taken down. I want to take it down like I'm at Pearl Harbor.
And it's like some Vietnam thing.
Yeah, that's what it is. They're renovating it, and they're testing it out. Stupid.
Do you hear, like, the child's being killed outside?
Children screaming, yes.
Like, loudly.
Okay. So this guy, the guy who cooks down on the end of my thing,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how it is with people who live in apartments, okay? How I live in apartments is you don't talk to your neighbors, you don't acknowledge your neighbors exist, you definitely don't go outside so you see your neighbors,
yeah.
Okay? You're outside as little as possible because other people scare you,
mm-hmm.
Okay? That's how I live. Is that how you live at your apartment?
Mm, yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, like, if they say, like, hi, you know, I'll be like, hi, you know.
Right.
I ain't going out to talk to him.
Yeah.
This guy down on the very end of my building, and he's the guy who has the grill that shoots flames out of it like it's Nagasaki. All right? Nagasaki. It's insane. Okay? Last weekend, because it was really nice out, him and one dude that was like his age, like me and you, but douche, okay, sitting outside with his 14 children. I think he has three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got lawn chairs set up on, like, the side of the sidewalk. Because he has, like, a balcony on the side. Like, there's a balcony. It's not a balcony. It's a porch mm-hmm. is what it is. Because he's on the patio. First floor. A patio. That's it. He's on a patio. And then there's a foot of grass. And then there's the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 2 feet of grass, some bushes, and another building.
Mm-hmm.
He has chairs set up on his patio. And then on the other side of the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting in the one on the other side of the sidewalk, and his friend is sitting on the patio side.
What?
And they're just drinking Busch Light, uh-huh. and his four children are playing with trucks in the dirt. Like, it's a park. And I get, like, if you have a house, you go outside and you sit in your backyard. This is not a backyard, right? This is not a backyard. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing out there?
Dude, he's abusing the public space. That's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah.
Taylor, don't you tell me like you go out and talk to people, okay?
I hate talking to people. I don't talk to nobody.
You think Taylor goes out and talks to people?
No, we went out last night.
Who, you and Britt?
Yeah, and hung out with Pinella and them.
Oh, God, why would you do that? What's up with his hair? Does it look as crazy in real life as it does on the stream?
It's been 3 weeks since we've seen him.
Okay.
And then they just, like, started to go off on this bullshit about a girl not liking a girl in the group, and they're having a fight, and blah, blah,
just
blah,
some
blah.
Drama, okay?
I wanted to die.
Okay.
I was just sitting there silent, just wanting to die. It's crazy. I was like, I'm very glad I haven't left in 3 weeks.
Ow, 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 fuck.
How did these girls get fucking aggro?
Man, look at his hair, dude.
It does look like it's just kind of pasted on.
Yeah, it doesn't look right when it's on camera.
No.
It looks toupee-ish.
Yeah.
It looks a little toupee-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, man. Oh, well, he dyed it again. Whenever he dyes it really dark, it looks like shit. And it's sad that we're talking about a man who's dyeing his hair when he's 20 fucking
yes.
5.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Good repair.
It's also sad that we feel like we have to fill time when we're watching his stream.
We do, though.
Because there's
God,
so
are you
little dialogue.
Half retarded.
I can't say anything. Coley doesn't believe in transgender people, so. Yeah, this is a live feed, baby.
I believe in transgender people. It was just an odd situation for two people that are related, that work together.
You should just not
to
comment.
Just like one does it and then the other's not just like. That looks good. I'll do that, too. You know, like, it's not been in both their fucking heads for their entire lives. You know what? I'd probably feel better if I was a woman. That just doesn't compute to me.
What if one of them was less brave than the other, and so it took them a little bit longer to come to grips with their identity?
Whatever, man. I'm just saying odds of that happening, very slim.
Can this one go on Instagram?
No. In fact, delete the stream once it's done.
This podcast will never see air.
No, this is not me hating. This is not anything like that. I respect their choices. They could do whatever they want. That's not what I'm saying. In my head, the odds of that happening for real don't compute. That's why I'm flabbergasted. It's not that I'm like, that shouldn't happen. Fucking do you. I don't give a shit. I could care less. It just hurts my head to think that that logically can happen. I mean, it can. It definitely has, because everything happens. But for those two, I don't know why it just makes my... just twist my gears. Doesn't make me mad. Just confuses the wires and the attachments to where they're at.
Why are you so red if you're not mad, dude?
Because that was a lot of effort. Try and explain that.
Okay.
I hope that helped. I don't know if it did. I don't hate anyone except him. If he went transgender, hell, I'd probably do it too.
What? What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Let's just move.
Like, you'd go transgender to, like make me less special?
No, because we just have such a close connection.
But you said you hated me.
Oh, yeah, I did. Well, that was out of love.
I love to hate you, or I hate to love you. I don't know which one. Oh, my God. Dude.
I don't want to be... I'm not hateful about it at all. That's not...
You would make a beautiful woman.
You know what? I would.
I would... For me to be...
I would need to get, like, some sort of, like, nose taken in bit.
Here's what I would have to do to be a woman. You want to know what I'd have to do? Cut my hair a little bit shorter.
You have to start doing makeup. Good thing your wife knows how to do
that. I should do that anyway.
You should.
I'm ugly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would not be hard. If someone came to my stream and they're like, are you transgender? I would be like, hey, that's a fair question. You know?
You got me there.
I'd say no, because I'm not.
I mean, you're not.
But
you could be.
I wouldn't, if someone asked and they were not being a troll, I'd probably be like, yeah, I mean, that's a fair question, you know? It's right, pro. I just got to put on a bra, dude. That's literally it.
He's burning you with the fat boob jokes.
Well, he's not. I got big boobs. I just
ban him.
No.
Ban him.
He's just pointing out facts. Don't ban pro ban Xbox him. Craft. Do not do it. No.
Ban.
No.
Ban.
God. You did, oh, good.
Damn it, ban. Oh, I did it, though, didn't I?
Nope.
It says I couldn't. Ah, oh, fuck you.
I can hit escape faster than you can click, dude. What is this? You think you're going to be able to, like, get it off of me? I'll get... Scrolling? What's scrolling have to do with anything? You're never going to be able to do this.
It says I banned him, didn't it?
Well, I must have clicked it on mid-click.
I think I did.
He just chatted. He's not banned.
Maybe.
See?
Whatever.
I hate everything about you. You're going to make me lean. It's like little crunches. I don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You could contour your face and get cheekbones for the gods. There's no cheeks here.
Talking about me? Because, yeah.
Colby could look beautiful, dude. You ever thought about putting on makeup?
No.
Going to XY downtown?
I should.
Are we going to try to finish this bottle? Is it possible?
I mean, yeah, you better chug,
okay,
bitch.
Okay, hold on.
I think the bottom of this is actually...
It looks...
It's like bone.
I think we're about done.
Yeah, we're close.
I think we're about done. You can just put the rest in there.
I'm gonna save the rest for me, bitch.
All right, that's fine, dude.
I bought it. I'm going to slap you with it.
That's... No? Colby doesn't need contour to get cheekbones. Okay. Okay.
I mean, I might. It would help.
What would it take for you to do a makeup stream, dude?
$500.
$500.
Pretty cheap.
That is pretty cheap, honestly.
Pretty cheap,
for you,
honestly.
What are you scared of, man? Huh? I mean, I would just say, you know, from
liking it too much,
an outsider looking in, you know, just hating on trans people all day.
I am not.
Now you
hating.
Don't want to wear makeup.
That is not at all what I did.
Sounds a little misogynist.
It's more flabbergasted
than do it for $20.
No, $500.
Prove that you're not misogynist by doing it for $20, dude.
No. Damn it!
I'm fast. It's so much easier for me to hit one button than it is for you to mouse over.
Uh-huh.
I have a nice fat face that makeup happens. I look mildly human-like. Taylor, I'm sure you look fine without makeup. Oh, crap. I didn't think of this. Oh, it works over there, too. It's good.
Yeah! Damn it! So close!
You're not gonna do it, man.
Whatever.
You're not gonna ban him. It's not
drink
gonna work.
Drink your goddamn drink, man.
We're out of topics. Everything's been talked about. We're done. Why are you... What are you just clicking? Now you're just clicking things. Now you're closing things. What are you doing? Crap, we didn't talk about that one. God! No!
Yes!
Oh, he did it!
The distraction worked!
I hate everything about who you choose to be.
I got him, though.
I hate you, dude.
I got him.
He was roasting me!
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alright. Well.
I'm here defending you.
Thanks, man.
That's all. What is this? Aaron Paul's?
I don't care.
Deal, the Breaking Bad movie, Westworld.
Aaron Paul's going to be in Westworld. He's going to be in a new Apple TV series. He's going to be in Breaking Bad. I don't care.
What?
I don't know. It's Aaron Paul. I feel like he's in a new show called Are You Sleeping? It's going to be on Apple. He's got a top secret part in season 3 of Westworld, and he's going to be in a Breaking Bad movie. I just don't care. Yes, he is, Davius. That's exactly who that guy is. I'm
science,
everywhere.
Bitch.
Magnets, yeah.
Bitch.
Magnets is the big one.
That show's so dumb.
Dude, don't talk trash about Breaking Bad. So you're going to anger people, dude.
It's so fucking dumb. It's the dumbest movie.
I think it's really good.
TV show.
I think the problem with Breaking Bad, I think, is that if you know the ending, it's not going to be good anymore.
Yeah, doesn't he die?
I think he does die.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he dies, right?
I think he dies.
I mean, he has cancer,
but they
so
leave
he's eventually
it
gonna fucking die.
Ambiguous if Aaron Paul dies, but clearly he doesn't because they're making a movie now about it. How long ago was Breaking Bad?
This is after Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I think so. When was Breaking Bad on the air?
I don't know, man.
It's been I think we're gonna be blown away by how long it's been on the air. It started airing in 2008. 62 episodes. Season 5 last aired 2013. I watched the first season of it, Navius, and I liked it, but I can't watch those shows anymore because they take too long to come out. I think for shows, literally, shows that are on the air right now that require you to keep track of characters and lives, I wait till they're done, and then I binge them. It's too much work. By the way, that Orphan Black show that we've been watching, last season, sucks balls. I'm so mad, dude.
Good.
What do you mean good?
It's terrible.
It was really good, and then the sixth season just it does what all those shows do. It's like, how do we end? Let's make something up.
Show sounds god awful.
I hate you.
You sound awful.
I do.
It's true. Your voice is the voice of a tiny mouse that's being castrated.
Dude, I agree. I agree 100%. It's really hot in here.
Oh yeah, take the fan. I'm fine. I mean, once you move the fan, I probably won't be, but, you know.
Oh, sweet.
It's on you.
Something blew on me, man.
Something blew on you.
Oh, sweet God.
Was it your crotch jungle?
All right, I'm just going to...
Did part of your crotch jungle come out?
I'm just going to sit right here. You go ahead and host the show for the next 10 minutes or whatever.
Why, man?
I'm going to relax.
Why are you
going
to leave me out to dry like this?
No, I'm going to respond to everything you say. I'm just not going to open my eyes, so.
What's your opinion on ghosts?
Like, are they good or bad? Like, what do you mean my opinion on them?
Do they exist?
I think ghosts exist. Yeah.
Really?
I do, yeah.
You ever been haunted?
No. Just except by this show every Sunday. Other than that, no, never been haunted. Is that it?
Where do ghosts exist?
Earth.
Where on Earth?
In places where they're haunting.
Well, where is that?
I don't know. Probably some old house.
Old house.
Would I become a ghost? Yes.
Yeah, people who think ghosts are real are dumb.
I don't know, man.
You're a dumb person.
I'm very weird because I don't really believe in ghosts, but like if someone told me like, hey, there was a ghost, I'd be like, okay, I believe that. You know?
Nope. That is the most...
You should have just given me the rest. That's what I was saying.
Pathetic amount of champagne.
We're out. Bigfoot? I don't believe in Bigfoot. Just because Bigfoot, I think we would have found by now. That's the reason I don't think Bigfoot exists. I don't think he could hide.
No, yeah, no.
Well, I don't think everybody gets to be a ghost, Morris, okay? Only some people.
Yeah, and what clarifies you to be a ghost?
I don't know. That's not my job to know, dude.
I think it is.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I would like to be a ghost. If you could, would you come back as a ghost?
Fuck no. Leave me dead.
Really?
Yes.
I used to work for a cleaning company, and one house I walked into had this weird chill, and as I walked and turned in, it turns out it was a witch's house. See? But Navy says he doesn't believe in ghosts, so...
A weird chill.
Yeah, know the rules. Unfinished business, forehead. Or dies in, like, a very violent way. Isn't that a movie?
No.
Like...
Every human has unfinished business.
No.
The majority of humans ever murdered would have unfinished business.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, do you know how many murders have happened in life? The existence of humanity. I'll fuck time.
Yeah, but some people's unfinished business is less important than others.
No.
Like, oh no, I left my oven on. You don't get to come back as a ghost for that.
No.
You know?
No.
Oh, my aunt's been raping people for the last 30 years, and I'm the only one who knows.
No. Ghost. Over the course of time, by now, there would be way too many fucking ghosts to have.
I don't think that they
business.
Go away, though, once their business is finished.
Well, how do they finish? They don't have ghost mediums.
They take possession of people's bodies.
No, that's not an actual job where you make money. Is not a ghost medium that gets rid of ghosts.
No, I think that ghosts...
It doesn't exist.
They can manipulate solid objects, man. Real.
No.
We aren't talking about ghosts. Acid? Yeah, ghosts don't... What's with the job stuff? I don't understand why ghosts don't need a job.
No, I'm saying ghost hunters would be a thing. A ghost evictor. Get the ghost out of my house.
They are a thing.
No.
Yeah, Catholic priests literally come in and remove demons, dude. Your religion, your people.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I've seen movies, Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Also, a demon is not a fucking ghost.
It's the same thing.
No, it is not.
It's a made-up spirit.
No. Yeah, yes. Made up?
Yeah.
Made up?
It's the same thing.
So it doesn't exist?
It does exist, but it doesn't.
In the show.
In the show?
End it.
Oh, God, sweet Jesus. See, a ghost just undid my chair because I was talking trash.
Wouldn't he have undid mine, though, because I'm the one talking
No, because
shit?
Your chair is unundoable. Well, you're just going to die in a car wreck on the way
push
home.
Push me over the edge. What? Why would you curse me like that?
I didn't. The ghost did.
No, you did. You just said it. Take it back.
So you don't believe in ghosts, but you believe in curses?
I believe in some dick cursing the universe and having me.
You think I have the power to curse the universe?
Yeah. With your stupid ass, of course.
That would be just like me to have the power to curse someone but not make anything good happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I hope you don't die on the way home.
Thanks, man.
I don't want you to die. I would miss you, even though you don't tell me anything about your life. So, yeah, Colby believes in voodoo. As someone who has lived in two houses with weird stuff happening in them, I say ghosts are real. So Acid says ghosts are real. Taylor says ghosts are real. I don't know if Maniche agreed. Navia says he doesn't. Morris said he doesn't. Is that it?
Audience is very split.
They're very split. We need some tiebreakers. Pro Xbox craft. Menace says they're real. Pro Xbox says not real. Now we're tied again.
They would provable?
They would be provable is what he's saying. But how do we know people haven't proved it and we just don't believe it because we refuse to believe in ghosts?
Because somebody would leak it.
But if I Google real life ghost stories... There will be 100 articles about ghosts, but we're going to dismiss them all because we don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah, because
but we
they
could
all
say they're
sound fake.
What we do for ghosts is what people flat earthers do for the earth. Like this article says it's round. That's fake. That's what we do for people who say they see ghosts. That's not real. It's fake. It's the same logic, dude. It's unarguable.
I guess you are right. I was going to say, but there's footage of the earth being round.
But there's footage of ghosts, yeah, they say.
I mean, yeah, but the footage of ghosts is faked, and then that leads to you could fake the round earth.
You could. Ghosts are on the other side of flat earth. When you die, you
that
just go to the
sense.
Other side
that
of
is
flat
hell.
I saw a great flat earth meme the other day. It showed some guy talking to Elon Musk while he was hitting that joint, you know, and it just says, what if we just, instead of launching rockets into space, we just take them to Australia and let them fall into space? That's funny.
Okay,
all right,
everybody,
I'll end the
that's
show,
the
guys.
End of the show.
I'm sorry that my hilarious joke. See, look.
I shouldn't have brought
see?
I shouldn't
Pro Xbox Acid, they're laughing, dude.
I shouldn't have brought up.
They're laughing. They like the joke.
I shouldn't have brought up the fucking ghost thing.
What do you mean?
My bad.
Minutes says we still owe him 12 minutes. Do we?
No.
Do we owe him 12 minutes?
Don't owe him shit. He ain't paid. Do you see that top tip and top cheer empty as shit?
Oh my god, dude, should we raid Unofficial Tony P, man?
No. Fuck no.
Drogan, do you believe in ghosts or not? They're Acid with 5 cheer. There you go. There, how many seconds is that by Acid?
5 seconds.
Okay. What should we do for 5 seconds of content for Acid? That was worth it, right?
It was a good end of the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Drogan doesn't believe. Okay, so that's a tiebreaker. I don't want to raid Unofficial Tony P. I think it would
that?
Be hilarious. Davia said, do it, raid him.
No, fuck that.
What, Acid didn't like our dance?
That's insulting.
That is insulting. Our dances are beautiful and
also,
rare.
bits, and Cheers non-refundable.
Yeah, that's true. If you're stuck, sorry. But hey, guys, thanks for watching. We're set at Cool. We do a show twice a week, once on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern, once on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. Eight? Is that right? Yeah, that's
nine.
Right.
Nine.
No, it's eight. We start at seven
that's
our time, right?
That's right.
Okay, also, next week is the start of Daylight Savings Time in Europe. So if you're watching in Europe, Princess would rather watch Static than Tony P. Ask it because you cheered. I'll raid your friend, okay? I'll raid him. I'd rather watch Static than Tony P. That's messed
accurate.
Up. But it's true. Yeah, I agree with you. So Daylight Saving Time starts in Europe next week.
Yeah, get here an hour early.
So it'll be an hour later.
Or early.
Is what it'll be. It'll be actually on time. Next Sunday will be 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European. Thursday will still be an hour earlier than what it usually is. It's very confusing.
Yeah, confusing.
So just watch us on Twitter or Discord. All the social medias and all of that are Seth and Colby. You can go to SethandColby.com to get merch, to watch video episodes. If you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify, if you'd like to listen to the audio version, they're all on SethandColby.com too. Just basically go to SethandColby.com. Easy. All right? Thank you guys for watching. Appreciate you. We're going to raid whoever Acid said, her friend Tyler. We're gonna go raid him, so go say hi to him. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. Appreciate you. I love you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Thursday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.